Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
I can only get sexually turned on if I've been drinking. Otherwise, I feel too nervous to enjoy sex and turn down my boyfriend's advances. What can I do?
What a great question. Many people have been raised without much experience talking about sex. They may never have seen any examples of what a pleasurable, loving, or exciting sexual experience looks like, which can make it considerably difficult to know how to go about having sex or connecting in an intimate or comfortable way. Other times, people feel uncomfortable about sex for other reasons, such as having had upsetting or traumatic events, such as molestation, assault, or rape, happen to them. I would encourage you to spend some time thinking or talking with your boyfriend about why it is that you think you can only have sex after you've been drinking alcohol. You mentioned feeling nervous about sex, but what do you feel nervous about? You might spend some time exploring your body on your own. The books Because It Feels Good and Becoming Orgasmic both include exercises that women can do on their own that involve getting to know their own body, self-pleasuring, and exploring both genital and non-genital parts of the body. These can be important experiences to try as you take steps toward becoming more comfortable with your body, with sexual touch, and with opening yourself to pleasure. If you're not yet ready to have sex completely sober, why not take a few steps back? Consider talking with your boyfriend about taking things more slowly so that you can experience a more pleasurable, comfortable connection that doesn't make you feel nervous. If he's like most people, he will want you to enjoy the types of touching and sexual intimacy that you're engaged in. You might ask him to be patient with you as you work toward these goals of comfort and pleasure. If you've had past experiences of molestation or abuse, consider reading The Courage to Heal or meeting with a therapist to help you work through those issues. You can find a therapist through APA.org or through the website of the Society for Sex Therapy and Research, which is sstarnet.org. Finally, if you would like more information about sexuality or to view videos of couples having sex so that you feel more prepared for the types of positions, conversations, or sounds and sights that sex might entail, consider watching the Sinclair Institute's Better Sex video series, which highlights real couples having sex, talking about sex, and about their relationships. Some couples find it helpful to watch these types of videos together and to talk about them so that they can learn more about each other and develop greater comfort together. You can learn more about this video series, these books, and other resources on our Kinsey Confidential website.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
I'm a virgin, but my boyfriend isn't. I thought I was ready to sleep with him, but when we tried, as much as he tried to relax me and give me lots of foreplay, it was so uncomfortable that I actually tried to ignore what was happening. He said his first time was nerve-wracking too, and that he'd wait for me to be ready. At this point, I'm dreading the thought of my boyfriend touching me. Am I overreacting?
The realities of having vaginal intercourse for the first time hardly ever match the romanticized Hollywood versions of sex. In fact, you are not alone in your experience of feeling like you are ready for sex, trying to have it, and then finding that your body just wouldn't cooperate. Sometimes there are medical or physiological reasons that explain why vaginal intercourse may feel difficult or even impossible for a woman. Women who are thinking about becoming sexually active would be well advised to check in with a healthcare provider for a gynecological exam, and this might be a good time for you to do so. That way, not only can you ask your healthcare provider whether you have any personal medical issues that may be making it difficult or impossible for you to have sex, but you can also ask your healthcare provider any questions that you may have about pregnancy, birth control, or sexually transmissible infections, also called STIs. It's also important to note that just because you are recently feeling ready to have sex with your boyfriend doesn't mean that you have to feel ready now. If you're dreading the thought of him touching you now, it's probably worth examining that. You might ask yourself what you need to feel more comfortable with him, whether or not you want to have sex, and how you feel about your relationship together. Couples, even those that have been together for a very long time, sometimes find that their feelings for each other and those related to sex ebb and flow. It's okay to feel one way today and another way tomorrow. Spend some time paying attention to your feelings and communicate with him about issues that are important to you. This might also be a good time to share feelings and thoughts with each other about birth control, condoms, STIs, personal values related to sex, as well as your expectations for sex, and how you think your relationship might change when you have sex together. When you decide that you're ready to try to have sex again, whether it's with him or someone else, feeling relaxed and spending time in foreplay as you did and communicating with each other are indeed key features of comfortable sex. Depending on how your bodies fit together, you may find that using a personal lubricant can ease penetration as well.
Dr. Debbie Herbenick is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.